I said we were going to talk about Hishtadlus this week, but with the Olam's permission, I'm going to push it off because we have another stage of our discussion to go through before we get there. Really, what we have to address this week is the question that you raised last week. Bitachon, how does Bitachon come into play when everything is fine? This is a very, very fundamental part of the discussion, which in a big way constitutes maybe the bulk of our avoida of bitachon. So it's the flip side. There's bitachon in questionable situations, and then there's a whole field of bitachon when things are going good. What's this about? So the story is told about a fellow who made the mistake of driving to Manhattan instead of taking the subway. And he was now challenged with finding a place to park. In Manhattan, there are no places to park. He's driving around, circling for 20 minutes, half hour, 40 minutes, searching for a place to park. He looks up to Shamayim and he says, Rabbeinu Shalom, if you help me find a parking place, I'm going to add an hour of learning to my daily schedule. As he finishes speaking, he sees a car pull out of a spot. There, he's got a place. So right away, he turns back up to Shemayim. He says, Rabbeinu Shalom, it's okay. I found a spot already. It's fine. This is the concept of bitachon when things are fine. This person was blind to the fact that Hashem had just given him a place. He saw that he had found a place. This is the concept of bitachon when things are fine. We say in Nishmas, Berov zantanu uvesava kilkaltanu. Hashem, when in times of famine, you sustained us. Uvesava, in times of plenty, kilkaltanu, you provided our needs. Now, very superficially, we might say, well, I mean, at times of plenty, we didn't need Hashem to provide our needs. What are we saying? It was providing the plenty. So what is bitachon? We come back to our fundamental definition of bitachon. The fundamental definition of bitachon is the understanding, like we said, this is how we applied it to all aspects of our discussion up till now. The fundamental definition of bitachon is the realization that on the practical level, Hashem runs everything about my life. So up till now we talked about taking that in light of a dangerous situation, or when things didn't go well, to understand that Hashem runs your life. But the big avodah is to appreciate when everything is going well, that Hashem is running your life. This is also, or not also, maybe primarily, a level of bitachon that's required of us. So in other words, we say to the poor person, you have to feel secure that you're in good hands. You're in Hashem's hands. And He knows what's best for you. That's what we're talking about up till now. But the rich person is charged with this also. You have everything under control. You're running a huge business. Yet, you have to retain the feeling, the realization, that you are completely in Hashem's hands. And if Baruch Hashem, another successful week went by, now you're challenged to feel that Hashem provided you with parnasa. That's why in Kelm they used to say, and nowadays, Amoitzi lechem in ha'aretz is not a big challenge to say. Bread develops in plastic bags in our time, and not a big deal for us to say Amoitzi lechem in ha'aretz. We would have to say, Hashem writes out a check for me every month. That would be a little more challenging because I work hard for that check. Amoitzi lechem in ha'aretz, we can say. But in earlier times, you had the person who spent the whole winter slaving away. He spent who knows how long plowing and then planting. And then finally, he's sitting down to enjoy the products of his labor. And now he has to say, Amoitzi lechem in ha'aretz. If he says it without kavana, it's no problem. But if he's actually going to put thought into what he's saying, Hashem grew bread out for me from the ground. I brought this bread out of the ground. But here we come once again to the issue of bitachon. Bitachon. The realization that no, nothing happens by itself. If life is good, there's someone with a capital S who's making your life good. And the truth is that this is such a central aspect of so many areas of our lives, so many tefillahs. For example, one of Avigdor Miller's grandsons was once sitting with him while he was benching. He saw that he said the words, "V'ha'av v'achlonu Hashem aleikenu mikol tzoreisenu." Hashem, please free us from all of our tzoras. He said it with deep feeling and emotion. So the grandson asked him afterwards, he said, "Zayden, what big tzoras are you davening to be freed of?" So he told him, "I'm davening to be free of all the tzoras that I don't have." Meaning, you don't have tzoras. It's not because, well, why should I have tzoras? It's because Hashem is taking good care of you. When a person realizes that, when a person realizes that it's not automatic, a person puts feeling when he's davening to Hashem, this continues sparing him from tzoras. So the truth is, this also comes back to your question. When a person, and everything is fine, should a person feel like 50-50? Maybe things are fine, maybe things will go well, maybe they won't? Not necessarily, but a person should definitely feel that it's not like I have my own ground that I stand on, and when things get shaky I call Hashem. You have to feel that that ground is Hashem. And if you need to continue standing on that ground, the fact that you've been standing on it up till now doesn't mean that it has to be there tomorrow too. And therefore, when you say, for example, in Shemana Esrei, this is applicable to all of our tefillos. When you say in Shemana Esrei, Borech Aleinu, person who's struggling for Parnassah says that with a lot of feeling. But here's the challenge. Person whose Parnassah is perfect, to come, begin the bracha of Borech Aleinu with the feeling that tomorrow, whether I have Parnassah or not, is going to depend on whether Hashem decides to give it to me. And yes, the fact that up till now Parnassah has been going fine, it's not due to me, but it's because Hashem decided last week to give me good Parnassah, decided this week to give me good Parnassah. I would like Him to make the same decision next week too. Oh, now you can put feeling into your bracha of Borech Aleinu, even though everything is fine. Refa'enu. Person has to realize that a healthy body requires an awful lot of upkeep that you're not on top of. Person goes into the hospital, Rachmana Litzlan, you walk through any of the different wards. In most cases, they're not there because something happened. They're there because something didn't happen. Sometimes you have people who are there because of an accident. But many of the diseases, what's a disease? A disease is that one of the myriads of systems that are functioning in your body all the time, we take it for granted, suddenly decided to stop. Just one of them. All the other systems are working. One system decided to stop, or to partially stop. That person is in a difficult situation in the hospital. Therefore, we daven refa'inu. Here, in a sense, bitachon demands of us to feel a little less secure in order to come to a true feeling of security. Don't feel that, sure, I got a body, why shouldn't it work? No, you have to realize that that body depends on someone's intimate involvement. Derech HaTeva is not a Shabbos clock. It's not like you have a body so it runs automatically until Hashem decides. As long as Hashem isn't thinking about you, you're okay. He decides to bring tzaras, then the problems start. No. Hashem has to maintain His attention on you in order for your body to continue. And therefore, you ask Hashem, the same way it's been going good up till now, please keep it that way. And therefore, Avigdor Miller always used to say, sometimes when a person feels a little too comfortable, Hashem decides to send a message. A person has a toothache. It's also because something failed. Not necessarily because something happened, because something failed. So people can get all different kinds of reminders. It can be a smaller scale reminder. Toothache, everybody will agree, is not from the worst misfortunes that can befall a person. But when you have that toothache, it's on your mind. It's the only thing on your mind for that week. Right? There can be a very large range of reminders that Hashem can send. And when a person is faced with a tzara, usually it takes more than a toothache for a person to realize, I have to reconnect. But Rachmana Litzlan, we do see when people are faced with big tzaras, a conscientious person does connect to Hashem. So Avigdor Miller used to say, fortunate is the person who learns to cry out to Hashem in happiness. Cry out to Hashem when life is boring, when everything is just going smoothly. a boring life is a big bracha. You wake up in the morning and it's boring? You think to yourself of all the systems, that means that they're working. All the different things that could go wrong. So Bavik Damila used to say, if you're looking for excitement, 3 ambulances outside your house is exciting. So realize that. Realize you have to think of everything that's going right and to cry out to Hashem. Think about the person who has to go, Rachmana Litzlan, in for dialysis a few times a week. Think about what he would pay to have a life like yours. A life like yours. Where you wait, you go throughout the week, no hospitals, no nothing. You know what a lucky man you are? You know how many hundreds of thousands of dollars people would spend and do spend in order to achieve the state that you have? In order to live in that sort of life? So the question is, a Baal Bitachon is a person who has the seichel to be able to cry out in happiness and say to Hashem, Rebbeinu Shlomo, each day study a different system. Your respiratory system is working. The digestive system is working. Smaller things. You don't have a toothache. Think about, over the last 3 months, Baruch Hashem, you didn't have any very severe illnesses. But you had something that knocked you out for 3 days. Think about that. After you had a virus, the day that you were back on your feet, felt good about it. Note the virus, think about it a little bit, and think about how it feels now, how good it feels not to have that virus. This is the bitachon of a person who's in a good situation, when things are going well. And the truth is, this perhaps, is the most ongoing and constant avoid of bitachon that we have to do, because this is something that's relevant all the time. This is not something that when you face a certain situation, oh, you have to invoke bitachon. This is bitachon that you have to be busy with all the time. And the truth is, this is the level of bitachon that spares people many of the tzoras, Rachmana Litzlan. We said, a person can say, often, tzoras come upon a person in order to remind him, you've been taking things a little bit too much for granted. It's time for you to wake up a little bit. If the person can wake up and cry out in happiness, that's what it's about. That's what Purim is about too. You cry out in happiness. You save the need for tzoras, Rachmana Litzlan. Then we can really be mekayim, Yivduas Hashem b'simcha.